Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes and sharing these few minutes together on this beautiful Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Here Paul uses the images of darkness and light to contrast a former way of life with the new life as God's people. People who belong to the light are encouraged to live in a way that pleases God. And God's saving word for us so far this week has been faith. Amen. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and a sacrifice that pleases God. Since you are God's people, it is not right that any matter of sexual immorality or decency or greed should even be mentioned among you. Nor is it fitting for you to use language which is obscene, profane, or vulgar. Rather, you should give thanks to God. You may be sure that no one who is immoral, indecent, or greedy, for greed is a form of idolatry, will ever receive a share in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Do not let anyone deceive you with foolish words. It is because of these very things that God's anger will come upon those who do not obey him. So have nothing at all to do with such people. You yourselves used to be in the darkness, but since you have become the Lord's people, you are in the light. So you must live like people who belong to the light. For it is the light that brings a rich harvest of every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Try to learn what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the worthless things that people do, things that belong to the darkness. Instead, bring them out to the light. It is really too shameful to even talk about the things that they do in secret. And when all things are brought out into the light, then their true nature is clearly revealed. For anything that is clearly revealed becomes light. That is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, and rise from death, and Christ will shine on you." So be careful how you live. Don't live like ignorant people, but like wise people. Make good use of every opportunity you have, because these days are evil. Don't be fools then, but try to find out what the Lord wants you to do. Do not get drunk with wine, which will only ruin you. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with the words of psalms and hymns and sacred songs. Sing hymns and psalms to the Lord with praise in your heart. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, always give thanks for everything to God the Father. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, where Paul says, "Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God." Beloved, again, there's a right way and a wrong way. It's like I told you when I was growing up, my father had a very simple rule. His rule is, there's the door. If you don't like the way I run this house, then you can leave anytime that you want. And I told you about the time I thought I was big and bad enough to do such a thing, and I left, and I was gone for a couple weeks until I understood just how blessed and I was living under my father's roof. And so I came back hat in hand and asked him to forgive me. In the same way, our Father has asked us to let the light of Jesus shine through us, and that light is going to lead so many to salvation. And that is what we need to do as the body, as the bride of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, I want to live in the light and walk in the pathway of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Thank you for leading me out of darkness and for teaching me how to live in a way that pleases you, that's pleasing to you and reflects your love. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33, where the Apostle Paul discusses the relationship between wives and husbands. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.